This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a workers' compensation measure that will soon become law in Missouri.
I move that Senate Bill 66 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
Senator from Franklin moves that
Senate Bill 66 will make changes to certain parts of law relating to workers' compensation. The new law will take effect on August 28th. When the proposal was first taken up for Missouri Senate dissection on March 6th, sponsor, Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan, explained to his colleagues how maximum medical improvement, or MMI, is the biggest piece of the bill.
In workers' compensation cases, claimants are often encouraged to get a third, fourth, and beyond medical opinions to continue to draw temporary benefits. This situation means that both the worker and the employer are faced with uncertainty for a prolonged period of time. This is the current situation that's costly for the employer, and it leaves the worker without permanent certainty. This situation also means that temporary payments are lasting far longer than originally intended.
During discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned there can be differing opinions on maximum medical improvement.
Reasonable minds may differ on, in this case, whether somebody's reached maximum medical improvement. And in those contested workers' compensation proceedings, and I'm not a workers' compensation lawyer, but my understanding is that you will have what we call dueling experts, where you have somebody testifying from the employer's standpoint and somebody testifying from the employee's standpoint. I assume under current law, the administrative law judge gets to hear from both.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds, in these cases, time is also a factor.
Upon receipt of a permanent disability rating from the employer's physician, a claimant shall have a period of 9 months from such date to acquire a rating from a second physician of his or her own choosing. I talked to some attorneys that work in this field, and they said it takes them 3 to 6 months to schedule. Sometimes just an appointment to get that rating.
It was also on March 6th when Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby successfully added an amendment to Senate Bill 66 that relates to benefits that would go to survivors of those who have been killed in the line of duty.
Line of duty death benefit. This is to make sure that the limited resources the survivors receive need not go for unnecessary expenses of setting up an estate. And it does not make any person eligible who is not today eligible and does not increase or decrease the benefit level. It takes the federal law language and mirrors it.
In addition, the new law will add regulations for standard or S-corporation shareholders with 40% or more interest in a company, reduce workers' compensation awards based on drug use, plus add new language on disability payments, death benefits and burial expenses, trust self-insurers, and discharge and discrimination. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.